Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
How you doing, Jody? 12110.
Thank you. All right. And your first and last name, please.
Joseph Fountain.
Thank you. All right. I've located this account. Will you please verify your address?
22 Scully Ave, Latham, New York, 12110.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I have located this account, and how may I help you today?
So I made a purchase with you guys, and it was for Viltrex. Supplements. And you know, when I was at the website, it was two different things, and they're like trials, you know, and each one was $5. And so I received them in the mail, totally happy, cool. But then I got two charges on my bank account for $124. Like, I don't know, 6 days later, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never see anything about almost $250, I guess, with both the charges. And I just was wondering what that's for.
All right. Yes, sir. So the account that I located is for a male enhancement supplement and nitric oxide. They're on a risk-free 7-day trial, and at the end of the trial, if it's not canceled, it will bill for the full retail, so that's $124.94 per item. And I'm sorry, this is actually on a...
I didn't see anything about... And there was nothing about that. I didn't read anything about that. Like, I didn't... You'd think that they would put that, like, right there, you know, like... it's just crazy because I've had like other things that like I've had problems with fraud, and I've had other, and I get the same address as you guys and everything. It's Appian Way. I had to close my account down because I was getting charged $60 for things that were real not the same thing, but it's real similar. It's just super frustrating. Like, they don't, I guess I got to read like 10 pages of fine print before I do anything from now on, because I need like a lawyer to decipher things, because they don't put, you know, it's just deceptive. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, if it's a trial, you know, why not say it right there in big bold letters, you know, cancel after 7 days? You know, they don't put that. I didn't see that. I didn't read that. And I read everything that was in front of me. And, it's annoying, you know?
Okay.
I don't want to continue this. It was just a trial thing. I don't want to. I would have never done it. You know, I would have just, you know what I mean? They send you these ads, and it's not even like I didn't seek this out. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So they do help to increase stamina and also increase lean muscle mass. Before you're able to place the order, it requires your acceptance, your acknowledgement that you've also read and fully understood the terms. I want to be able to help you with this, and I can send a free courtesy bottle of each, the nitric oxide and the male enhancement.
Well, I paid $5 each for them. That's what it said.
Okay, so that was for the shipping and handling. So they're on a trial. If it's not canceled, it bills the full retail. Now, that free shipment would kind of offset the charges that have already occurred. Would you like me to hold the billing off the next 30 days and get that free shipment out to you? It does require your call back in.
The free shipment for what?
The male enhancement and nitric oxide. No charges during the next 30 days. It would kind of offset the charges that you're already seeing.
So I just paid $250 for something I don't want, right? And so now you're telling me that they're going to have more charges on my account?
Well, it is on an auto billing, auto shipment program now. In addition, price is a factor. I can also lock you in at $64.99 per item. So after the next 30 days, if you choose to continue, it'll never bill that full retail again.
No, I don't want nothing to do with this. It's basically fraud. That I didn't read anything about, and I read it now because I believe me, I know. But if it's not if it's not in front of me, how can I know it? You know what I mean? Like I shouldn't have to, you know, how do you find this stuff? Where do you find, you know, because I read everything on the page, and it didn't say nothing about any future shipments. It was, you know, just a trial. Here, pay the shipping, and that was it. As far as I knew, and then if I knew it was, you know, if I knew they were going to hit me for $250, you know, I wouldn't have done it. And regardless, where do you find this information that, you know, it's a trial? Like if it's not on the first page, you know, they got you, you know, the first, second page is where you put your credit card information. Like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, how do you decipher?
All right, so I can refer you.
Listen, I think my bank flagged this as fraud anyways. So I have a new card. So you guys aren't getting no more money from me regardless.
Yes, sir. All right, so I'll go ahead and have the account canceled. This will prevent further charges. I can refer you to the terms and conditions on the manufacturer's website if needed.
I don't even care. I just want my money back. That's all. Right. I don't want any more products from nobody. This is stupid, you know?
All right. Yes, sir.
It's fraud. You know, it's fraud. If you don't put it why not add that right in the advertisement? If you're going to charge me $150, why make it look like it's $5? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I know you can't admit nothing, and I get it, man. You know, it's just ridiculous. It really is. It's ridiculous. Like, why not put it right there, right in plain view? You know, why has it got to be, like, you know, buried 10 pages in? I don't get it. I get it. That's how they're making their money. I get it, you know? No one wants this shit, so they got to you know, they got to cheat people out of money. I get it, you know.
I have a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
For what? Cancellation for what?
This canceled the account to, it's yep. For your records, okay? It is
right.
B as in cancel, 663.
What is this? Are they going to give me my money back?
Right. As a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund back to the last two charges. It takes about 3 to 5 business days.
And so I have a new card now. How are they going to issue it back?
The bank will route the funds to the new card. As long
so
as
why
you're
only 35%? Why? I'm not going to do So, you know, it's $150 for 30 pills of vitamins, you know what I mean? Like, really? That's what I'm, so you're going to give me 30% back. Why only 30%?
Right, so this is a 60 days, I mean a 30 day supply, but there's 60 capsules in those bottles, and it looks like this is a valid charge. So let me just hang on one second. Let me see what I can do to help you with
Certainly.
this. All right. Now there is, see what I can reship or ship out a new bottle of each and apply a 50% refund to the last two charges. Would you like me to do that?
Well, I mean, you know, so I just don't, why is it only 50% now? You know, why can't I just get my money back? I paid for shipping, you know what I mean? Why, like, if this is all legitimate business, then why are you giving me a refund? You know what I mean?
Okay, because there's obviously been a misunderstanding of our terms or a total oversight of the terms.
I'm sure it's common. I'm sure
It
it's common.
happens
Yeah, I
occasionally, yes,
bet.
sir.
Yes, I'm sure, all day long. Right.
All right, I'm going to place you on hold for just a second. Let me reach out to my supervisor, okay? One minute, please.
Please.
Thank you. All right, sir. I was able to briefly speak with my supervisor. She's advised to issue a 75% refund back to the last two charges. I'll go ahead and get that in place for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. I apologize for any inconvenience. Give me one second. All right, so that'll be a refund of $93.71, and that'll go back to the last two charges, so that's two times. And there'll be no further charges. Yeah, I said that. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.